Over the past few days, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has been speaking with people who fled northern Mali for the country's capital, Bamako. They say that they're hoping to return home. As a result, UNHCR spokesperson Adrian Edwards says the agency is gearing up to support the potential return of thousands of displaced residents.
The process of spontaneous returns isn't yet a trend. It has nonetheless started in some areas. In the central Mali town of Kona, for example, a UN Security Evaluation Mission has confirmed that people are coming back. Up to half the town's population of 10,000 was earlier reported as having fled into the surrounding countryside when Kona was overrun by rebels on 10th of January.
Although this longing for home is growing, UNHCR says returnees will go back to difficult conditions. Those who have recently fled northern Mali report serious shortages of food, clean water and fuel. The electricity, transport and communication systems have also been affected. The World Food Programme, WFP, is conducting a food security analysis in the affected areas. So far, it's found that some places have reduced access to goods due to overpopulation, strained resources, or high prices, while disruption in supply routes have affected other areas. WFP is completing food distributions to 12,000 displaced people in the capital and to another 22,000 located in the central Malian town of Mopti, says the agency's spokesperson Elizabeth Beers.
Regarding the road deliveries beyond Mopti, they are of course still restricted by the regional authorities, but the transport of food to the north by barge continues. And it's expected that the road deliveries will resume any time now.
The UN reports that the situation in the north has also sparked tensions between Mali's ethnic groups. UNHCR says members of the Tuareg and Arab communities are being blamed for supporting the separatist rebellion which ignited the current conflict. Once again, UNHCR spokesperson Adrian Edwards.
UNHCR appeals to community leaders and to the Malian authorities to give urgent priority to initiatives to promote peace and reconciliation between the different ethnic groups.
Meanwhile, UNHCR reports that people are continuing to flee northern Mali, with some moving to towns even further north or crossing the border to Algeria, even though it is officially closed. Diane Penn, United Nations.